judge no man Sunday. You remember that? We have the authority to judge no man. If we did, we'd be a cruel judge. We'd be a cruel judge. But I thank God that Apostle Paul, he didn't stop there. We don't have the right to judge no man, but he says you'll know a man. You'll know a man by what he is, what he wears, what he does, and where he goes. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's Word tonight. Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 6. You will know, and the little title is this, to them who? To them who? Who will render to every man according to his deeds? To them who? There's the title. To them who, by patient continuancy and well-doing, seek for glory and honor and immortality, eternal life. But unto them that are contentious, and they do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of the Jew first, and also of the Gentile. But glory, honor, and peace to every man that worketh good, to the Jew first, and also to the Gentile. Father, we thank you. We lift up the name of Jesus. For the next few moments, I pray that we would examine our own hearts. Lord, we have not the authority to judge no man but ourselves tonight according to the Word of God. Lord, tonight we ought to check our own heart tonight. Lord, that we'd be found in what you'd have us to do. Lord, tonight we've heard prayer requests all around the room, and I'd ask you tonight, Father, just fix them. Lord God, just fix them. Every which way you want to, fix them. You know the problem. You know the need. We ask you to fix them. Lord, when you fix it, there'll be evidence that you touched. Not me and not some doctor, but you. Lord, there's issues been mentioned around this room tonight, and we need a great physician to touch it. So if it suits you, it sure would suit us. You'd fix them and have your will and way in every one of these lives. I ask it in Jesus' most holy, precious name. And all of God's people said, amen. You may be seated. You'll know them, or to them who. We're going to look tonight in verse number 6 through verse number 10 tonight. And I want to look on that text, you will know. Not you will know them, but you'll know in your own life where you're at with God. Not that you'll know them, but you'll know in your own life where you're at with God. Here in the book of Romans, Paul's done come through and he said that he was ready to preach the gospel. And then he said, he brought out some real sin at being a person's life. And then he said, hey, don't judge that man, but judge yourself. Paul, while writing that we shouldn't judge another man, he comes back with a little phrase in verse number 7, and it's this, to them who. And in verse number 7, it gives evidence a man or woman has been born again. These things doesn't produce salvation. Now, what I'm going to read here in verse number 7, they don't produce salvation. There's only one thing produces salvation, and that's the blood of Jesus Christ. Can I get a witness? I told a man today that taking the COVID shot won't send you to hell. Oh, that's good, boy. That's good. Taking the COVID shot won't send you to hell. Oh, glory to God. What do you mean, preacher? Only rejecting Jesus Christ will send you to a devil's hell. See, I had to get confidence, so I had to get hold of that in a different form. Take it, man, I'm telling you, in my mind, that Satan had me warped. Satan had me all distorted. And he had me off in a corner, and I was thinking, what about if it's the mark of the beast? What if it's this? And you said, preacher, you don't think that way. Well, you do, and I do too. If I take that shot, does that mean I got weak faith? Does that mean I don't believe? Does that mean this? Does that mean that? And he said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Amen? So tonight I want to look at some evidence that would be in a believer's life tonight. Some evidence that would be in my life tonight, not judging nobody but my life. And look at this tonight. But here as we look at this, these things don't produce salvation, but are proof of salvation. What you do is proof of what you are. What you do is proof of what you are. Last night when we went over to Amory to put that tent up, Brother Kevin was amongst us. And when he showed up and we went into the restaurant, everybody watched us walk by. We wasn't clean, we was dirty. But I guarantee you, Brother Kevin, when you walked by, they knew you was a mechanic. Or that you drove a Dodge, either one, all that grease on you. They knew he was either a mechanic or he drove a Dodge. I don't know which one, but they knew that he had been somewhere where there had been grease. Tonight, I want you to know, if you are a child of God tonight, there's going to be evidence in your life. You do not have to go the rest of your life saying, I hope when I die, I go to heaven. Friends, I want you to know, I don't have no hope so. I have a no so this afternoon. I know when I leave this walk of life, my home brother OJ is over yonder in the other world. It's over there in the glory world. And I know that by the Bible tonight and the evidence that God put in my life by reading the Word of God tonight. So tonight I want to look at the evidence that you'll have in your life, and he says it here in the Bible. There'll be evidence of what you do. As Brandy, as we was getting ready to tell the church, before we would tell y'all that we was going to have a baby, we had to have evidence. We had to have a test. We had to have proof, and we had to have exact information. We couldn't have a hope so. We couldn't have a no so. How foolish that'd be if we stood up here and said, hey, y'all, we don't know, but we hope we're having a baby. You'd be like, okay. You get what I'm saying? Tonight, to be born again, you don't have to stand up and say, I hope I go to heaven. You can stand and say, I know I'm going to heaven, not on my righteousness, not on my works, but on the blood of Jesus Christ. What he did on the cross of Calvary 2,000 years ago when he was nailed to that old rugged cross, hey, that's good enough for me. Hey, there's nobody in heaven that's went any other way. You must go by the blood of the cross. You must have to go by the way of the cross. And tonight, when you've been by the cross, there'll be evidence in your life. It'll be scarred from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet that you've went to the cross of Calvary. Number one tonight, if you'll look with me in Romans chapter number 1 and verse number 16. He says tonight, there'll be evidence of a conversion that happened in your life. There'll be evidence of that conversion, friends, tonight. There'll be evidence you've been born again. I've asked people, I say, do you know Jesus? And they say, yeah, brother so-and-so saved me. Hey, can I say tonight, Jesus ain't a brother so-and-so. He is the Savior. He is the Lord tonight. Friends, tonight as we look in the Word of God, Paul didn't say no man come unto him. He said that the Spirit of God, that Jesus Christ, the Holy Ghost, it shined down on him. And he says tonight, there's evidence of a conversion. Look what he says in Romans 1:16. You say, what kind of evidence I'll have? You won't be ashamed of what God has done in your life. Hey, when you've been birthed forth and you've been birthed into the family of God, hey, you're not going to be ashamed. Hey, what kind of person would I be when that baby comes forth if I'm ashamed that baby's going to be born? Hey, friends, I want you to know tonight, when you've been born again, you ought not be ashamed. You ought to be screaming it from the mountaintop. Hey, Jesus saves, Jesus saves. Amen. He says tonight in Romans 1:16, the Bible says, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of it. Hey, I used to persecute the church. Hey, I used to do all kind of things. He said, but I'm not that same old man again. I'm a man now that's going to tell you that Jesus Christ will save your soul. And he says tonight, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth. And I said this once and I'll say it again. He never called us to behave. He has called us to believe tonight. Man, you can take that to the bank. Now the world tells you, you must behave. The world will tell you, you must behave. The self-righteous preacher and the self-righteous man will tell you that you must behave. But I want you to know tonight to be born again. I'm talking about being born again tonight. To being born again, you must believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. That he bled and died on an old rugged cross, and on the third day he rose again. That is the gospel that we believe tonight. And friends, I want you to know, once you believe that and that evidence comes alive in your life, you will start behaving. Even at that point, you will. Once you believe, you'll start behaving. You know why people can't behave? Because they ain't believed. I see people battling all the time in their Christian life. They just can't get a hold of what's going on in their life. You know why? Because they need to believe. Believe what God will do in your life. Look what he says. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. So tonight we see to them who, number one, has evidence of a conversion in their life. They're not who they used to be. They're not ashamed no more. There's been a change. There's been something new birthed in their life, and that is by the blood of Jesus Christ. If you'll look with me tonight in verse number 7 of Romans chapter number 2, you will know to them who. To them who what? To them who believe in Christ Jesus. To them who believe in Christ Jesus. You know, you say, can you tell a Christian when he walks up? You can't tell him by his cover. You can't look at a man and tell him if he's saved or not. You can't look at a person and tell him if he's saved or not. How are you going to know if they say, preacher, what comes out their mouth? What comes out their mouth will give them away every time. It'll just give them away. Look what he says here in verse number 7. To them who by patient continuance in well-doing seek for glory and honor and immortality and eternal life. The evidence of continuation in your life. Tonight, if you want to know if you're a born-again believer tonight, and I'm not talking about judging the next man. Don't you worry about this next man. Come on now, self. You worry about yourself. Don't worry about the other man. Come on, let's get with this. Brother so-and-so, you know, don't worry about it. I wish so-and-so was here. They need to hear this. That's for you. When you wish so-and-so was here, that's really for you. So tonight, number one, you have a conversion. And number two, you're going to have a continuation. If you've truly had an experience and met Jesus Christ and he's become your Lord of your life, you're going to have a continuation. You're going to continue in what God has called you to do. Turn with me, if you will, to Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 16. He says tonight that evidence of continuation, he said they have well-doing, they seek for glory. They want God's glory to be done in their life. They want God's honor to be uplifted and not their own. He says tonight in immortality, he realizes that we're a mortal man and we're going to die one day, and we want this mortal to put on immortality. He wants, because we're going to be changed one day. Well, we'll never die again. I don't know about you, but I thank God for that. Amen. I thank God when I get, the only time I got to say goodbye to my wife and my daughter will be over here. I won't have to do it in heaven. Boy, that's a glory day right there. And he says this in Matthew chapter number 5 and verse number 16. He says this. He says, let your light so shine before men. There you go. We're talking about that continuation, the evidence and continuation in our life. He says, let your light shine. He said, let that light shine before men. Look what he says. If you'll let that light shine before men, look what he'll do. He says, let your light so shine before men. I'd ask you, when's the last time you let your light shine? You let it shine. Hey, we should let it shine when the sun's shining. We should let it shine when it's dark outside. We should let that light shine. Amen. And you say, what does that do? That proves that next man, I am a child of God. Yeah, there's going to be evidence. There's evidence in your life. You know, going to church ain't proof that you're a Christian. Lost people can come to church. Saved people can come to church. Tithing don't prove that you're a Christian. Lost people tithe. Saved people tithe. Being baptized don't mean you're a Christian. Lost people are baptized. That's crooked, but it happens. If I went around this room, maybe a bunch of us have been dunked 2 or 3 times. Just give a witness to it. So lost people, saved people will be baptized. Lost people will be baptized. But you know what a lost man can't do? He can't let his light shine because it ain't his light. The light that lives inside of me ain't my light. It's God's light. He said, let your light shine. Let your, you said, well, it says let your light shine, but where did I get my light from? I got my light from the Holy Ghost. I got my light from the Holy Ghost. I had an old preacher tell me one time. He said, son, if you started your fire, it ain't going to be long. It's going to run out. He said, but if God lit that fire on the inside, it won't never run out. Friends, I want you to know tonight, 14 years later, after he lit that fire inside of me, it ain't dwindled one bit. Hey, I want you to know there's been some times it's got down to a little blowing flame. And there's been times it's looked like a bonfire. And there's been times in my life it's looked like dynamites went off. And there's been times it's looked like a little sprinkler. And there's been times it's looked like a Roman candle. I want you to know tonight, when he pours it on you, you'll know it tonight. And he says, let your little light shine. As dark as the world we live in, we need to be letting our light shine. Amen. We need to be continuing doing what God's called us to do and letting that evidence be alive in our life. He said there'll be evidence. There'll be a conversion, evidence of a conversion, but there'll be an evidence of the continuation that you continue on and on and on. You'll continue in what God's called you to do. You won't give up. You won't get on the sideline and get out, but you'll continue in what God's called you to do. You say the hour's dark, preacher. It ain't near as dark as it was when he went to Calvary. No, That's the darkest hour ever been in history, is when he went to Calvary. Friends, I want you to know when he nailed my sin and your sin on that cross, that's the darkest hour it's ever been in history. Look what he says tonight, if you'll look with me in Matthew chapter number 5. We're going to finish this up in 16. He says tonight, let your light so shine before men. Why you want to let it shine, preacher? Why you want to let it shine? That they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. He said we do what we do not for our own self-righteousness, for our own glory, but for his glory, for his honor. It's for him, not for us. It's for that next man to say, man, God's been good in his life. God's been good. Brother Les, can I use you for a minute? I'm going to use him for example. I'm glad you said yes, because I was going to use you anyway. He's a deacon. When he signed up, he's a servant. He got into it. I remember when I first come to church, Brother Les, over here pastor. Brother Les, come on Sunday morning sometime. I mean, you see him here and there. And me and Brother Les got talking. He said, I ain't never been baptized. Been saved, but ain't never been baptized. Went through the baptismal waters. Brother Les went from just being here periodically. Would that be a good statement? Periodically. Being on fire. Why? Because he started continuing something God did in his life years ago. He got back in where he needed to be. He done his first act of obedience through baptism. You see, when you get saved, you're saved, and you want that sanctification process. At first, you know what the first process of sanctification is? To be set apart is baptism. It's when you've been baptized. You've been saved, you got salvation, then you go to that sanctification. And that's where that continuation starts. Look what he says. And then I'll never forget, just praying a while ago. Man, just praying a while ago, I see a difference in your life. There's men and women all over this room. I see when you continue and you don't drop and you continue to let God work in your life, it'll shine no matter where you go. It'll shine. So he says tonight, number one, we got evidence of conversion. Number two, we got evidence in continuation. We continue in what God's called us to do. But I want to show you this. Let's go back to our text tonight, Romans chapter number 2 and verse number 8, if you will. He says, but unto them that are continuous, contentious, there's always tension around them. And do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation and wrath, tribulation and anguish upon every soul of man that doeth evil, of Jew first and also the Greek. You say, preacher, what's that mean? It means the character's distorted. You have evidence in your conversation and your continuation. But in Titus 2, if you'll turn with me there tonight, verse number 7, you'll have evidence in your character. Your character will have evidence tonight. It'll just be all over. You ain't a whole lot you can do about it. When you've been saved, that character will change. Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 7, we see that character changes. There's evidence of that character changes. We ain't the same thing we used to be. We've been changed, been set apart, been made new. Some of us still look the same on outward appearance. Oh, but when you open that mouth, that character. Say, oh, it's something different. Something different. Look what he says in Titus chapter number 2 and verse number 7. He says, in all things, showing thyself a pattern of good works. Look here now. That's character. He says, we're going to show ourselves a pattern. A pattern. Anybody that's a child of God, somebody ought to better watch your life and tell you what you're going to do every moment of every day. They're going to be a pattern. We're going to pray when we get up. We're going to read when we get up. We're going to pray when we go to eat. We're going to pray when we get home. We're going to pray when we go to bed. We're going to pray when things are good. We're going to pray when things are bad. We're going to pray when we don't know what to do. We're going to pray when we know what to do. See, there's a pattern. What do? We pray. We pray because there's evidence in our life that our character has changed. He says, in all things showing thyself a pattern of good works and doctrine. Showing uncorruptedness, gravity, sincerity. He says these things in our life, there's going to be a doctrine in our life that there's going to be a pattern that you can show that your character has changed and you're not who you used to be. There's a change that comes in our life, that character to them who has been born again. To those who's been born again, there's a change. I want to give you the last thing, the fourth thing tonight, and while you're there in Titus, you can turn over to 1 Peter chapter number 2 and verse number 12 tonight, if you'll turn with me there. I love this. You'll know if you've been saved. You'll know if you've been born again. And won't be a preacher be able to stand and confuse you. They won't be a just as I am without one plea, but that thy blood will shed. That won't ever confuse you. When there's evidence, it's there. Evidence in your life. Boy, if we could get settled down on our salvation and get it under wraps, it'd do a lot in our life, wouldn't it? But there's one who won't give us no rest, and his name's Satan. He don't want you to rest. If he can give you back to laying again the foundation of repentance, he knows if you keep laying that foundation, you won't move on to the next step. He knows that. And he keeps you guessing all your life. He keeps you guessing. If I was saved, I wouldn't have said that. Don't you fall for that scheme. If I was saved, I wouldn't have done that. Don't you fall for that scheme. Don't you fall. Because see, when you start saying, I wouldn't have done it, then you're putting salvation back in your hand. Come on. There's evidence in your life tonight that you have a conversion because you continue doing what God's called you to do. Your character's changed. And the next thing we see in the book of Peter is your conversation changes. Your conversation. You ever been around somebody and you go up to talk to them, you can't talk to them about nothing because all they want to talk to is about Jesus? And you know the person that don't like to talk to the person like that is the person that's not living for Jesus. And most of them's Christians and they're under conviction because they ain't loving him the way they should. And they get there, and hey man, I can't be around that guy. All he wants to do is talk to Jesus. On the way home tonight, somebody saved your baby from getting killed in a bad car wreck. And you found out what his name was. You talk about that man the rest of your life. Everywhere you went, you talk about it because there'd be evidence. He'd done something for you. And you realize what God, and I realize what God's done for me, my conversation's going to change to them who. What he says, the evidence in our conversation, 1 Peter 2:12, the Bible says, having your conversation honest. Your conversation honest among the Gentiles, that whereas they speak against you as evildoers, they may, by your good works, which they shall behold, glorify God in the day of visitation. You know tonight, there's people speak evil about you. Do you know tonight, there's people don't like you in this room tonight? You ain't done nothing wrong. You ain't done nothing to them. You ain't done one thing to them. They just don't like you. They ain't got nothing for you. You ever think it ain't you they don't like? It may be who you're representing they don't like. They ain't got nothing against you. It's that conversation that's coming out of your mouth is wearing them out. It's convicting that heart. And they've seen the life you used to live. And now as they look at you, they say, man, there's evidence in his life. Man, I don't want to look at your life and see evidence. Brother Connor, I love you, man. I love you. I can't live on your evidence. If all my praise reports on what you do, we got problems. True. And I love it when he shows up in your life and he shows, I love it, man, I love it. Hey, but I want to scream with evidence in my life that he's doing in my life. Folks, there's evidence in my life tonight that I'm a child of God tonight. And it ain't because I'm a preacher. There's lost preachers that stand behind the sacred desk. You said, no, they ain't. The Bible speaks of them. Beware, they're wolves in sheep clothing. Being a preacher ain't what's getting evidence. Being married to the preacher's wife ain't evidence. The evidence that I'm saved tonight is that there was conversion in my life. I'd met Jesus and I was saved. Have I been perfect since that day? No, I have not. Have I messed up? Yes, I have. Have I messed up bad? Yes, I have. Have I messed up super bad? Yes, I have. Listen to me tonight. When I messed up, I didn't quit. Nobody likes a quitter. What'd you do, preacher? I just kept on continuing on what God called me to do. And as I kept continuing on, that character started changing. Even though I messed up, that character just kept changing and changing and changing and changing. And it wasn't long, my conversation changed, changed, changed. And by the way, the fifth thing, my company changed. My company changed. I didn't keep running with the same old boys. And keep running with them. My company changed. You say, preacher, what does that mean in your life? That means there's evidence tonight that Jesus Christ is my Lord. Tonight, I want to ask you one question. Is there evidence in your life tonight? Not in your neighbors, not in your husbands, not in your wives. Don't get in their business. They got their own race they're trying to run. Did y'all watch the Olympics the other night? Them girls, they was wide open, son. They was wide open. They was running right beside one another. They got legs tall as this building. They was running. They ain't from Detroit. Come on. It's okay. We're church. We're church. Don't get caught up in all this. They stretched out. And the leader that was supposed to win was at the back, saving her energy. It's true. Well, she come on around. She's going to go on to pass. Everybody got two laps left. And she gets about three girls in. Don't know what happened, but they all hit the ground. And when that girl hit the ground and she rolled over, she come right back up. Hitting the ground didn't stop her, son. Now she's down to a lap and a half left. You may be at a lap and a half right now in your life. You may not have but one lap left right now tonight. You say, preacher, I'm young. That don't mean nothing. You may only have one lap left right now. And if you fell down right now, would you say it's over? I give up. I give in. I'm done. Don't you do that. Don't you do that. He's called you for more than that. Don't you give in. Don't you give up. He's called you for more. You know what that girl did, son? When she come up from there, she got them long legs and she got the strolling back. I told Brandy, I said, watch her go, son. Watch her go. Son, she is getting across through there. And they said, oh my gosh, it's never been done in history. She might win the race. And she got that head back. She didn't care that she fell back in. She didn't care who's behind her. She didn't care who's in front of her. She had a race that she had to win. And son, she come around that last lap, and they said she's going to have to putt out. And son, she just kept getting harder and harder and harder. And when she got to the finish line, she run that race, and she was one that failed at the back. Tonight, if you failed in your life, and you think it's over, then I got to go back and be saved again, get that out of your mind. Because you can be saved again tomorrow, and you'll fall again probably next Tuesday. Next Wednesday, I don't know, but you're going to fall. You can't keep him falling. But he will not cast you away. Take that to the bank. Mark it down. Write it down tonight. I stand on that tonight in the blood of Jesus Christ. Tonight I want you to know when that girl fell and she was on that ground and she come up, son, she knew that she didn't have much left. But what she had left, she was going to stretch out. Tonight I ask you a question. Is there evidence tonight that you fell? But hey, you ain't gave up. Grandbaby sick. Families tore all to pieces. 17 years, no baby. If there's ever been a time I need to kick back now, it's now. But I'm not giving up. I'm not giving in. Say it, Brother Gary. Stand up. Stand up. Keep going. Keep going. Scarred hand. I'm not giving up. No, I'm holding on. That's what you got to do. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. Don't you give up. Don't y'all give up. Don't y'all give up. Don't you give up. Don't none of y'all give up. Because there's evidence in your life. He's working all around you. Tonight, if there's not evidence, get an altar tonight and get you some. Amen. Get a hold of that nail-scarred hand. It'll change your life. It'll change your life. Father, I love you and I thank you. I praise your holy name, Father. We're going to walk out these doors here in just a moment, Father God. There's some in here tonight that's battling. Lord, it's on them. Lord, it's been on me this week. But less than used a word tonight. Oh, Satan, you got to get the heck out of here. Oh, that's something I understand.